Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. Now, before we start the show tonight, I just want to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Clearly, if you're listening to my broadcast tonight, you are one of the ones that genuinely cares about the direction that we are headed, not only as a country, but as an entire human species. The entire world is at stake. And more, we are realizing that we are engaged in the most epic battle in all of human history, really. And it's being waged in unprecedented ways. And one of the ways, and one of the theaters in this war in which we have the ability to strike back at the enemy is emerging through companies like Patriot Switch that give you the opportunity to align your financial resources with your value system and to reject the value system that's associated with the vertically integrated big box conglomerates that are all owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, as we know. This is a movement that is gathering steam with every passing day, and I am really proud to be a part of this. Patriot Switch is not only offering at this point personal and household products, but they have recently moved into the beef industry as well. This is a very, very exciting time to get involved with Patriot Switch, especially given how many uncertainties there are in terms of the supply chain. Make the switch today, folks. Get ahead of the curve. Join this movement. Secure your family's needs and do it in a way that you can be proud of. This is how we change the world together. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is February 5th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update report, and I'm going to touch upon the Chinese spy balloon fiasco that we've been watching go on for the past couple of days. And I'm also going to get into a bit of a rabbit hole dive into the possibility that there are multiple Trumps, as Benjamin Fulford has talked about recently, as well as some other insiders who have floated this theory. And what's interesting is that you're going to see that these two topics tie together quite well and very likely may give us a glimpse into the events to come in the very near future. So first, let's talk about the Chinese spy balloon. First of all, folks, this was not a spy balloon, as it's being reported by the mainstream media and by many other alternative news outlets. The Chinese have far more sophisticated technology to be able to glean intelligence, and they already mapped out our defensive capabilities in the United States mainland quite some time ago. They already know our basic defense posture, the location of our missile silos, the details of our infrastructure. So what's being reported, once again, in the mainstream media is inaccurate. And of course, in my opinion and in my belief, on many other alternative news sites as well. And of course, that raises the question, well, what is it that we're actually dealing with here? Now, before I get into that, let's just look at the narrative of it being a spy balloon a little bit more closely. In addition to what I just mentioned about superior technology and its ability to gather intelligence, ask yourself the question. If you were going to spy on the United States, on Canada, on the Central and Southern American nations, would you send a massive balloon that was clearly visible to anyone in order to do it? The whole craft of spying has the underlying objective of doing it undetected and in a covert manner. So a massive balloon that's visible from the ground, that travels the entire distance of the United States, as well as the other areas that I just mentioned before being shot down, is not exactly the most inconspicuous approach or technology. If this was indeed a spy balloon that China sent here unbeknownst to the United States, Strategic Air Command would have shot it down immediately. This is the next scene in the movie, folks, which is to once again give the sleepers out there another reason to wake up. I mean, how many normies were scratching their head asking themselves why this wasn't shot down immediately? And I can tell you from personal experience that I heard from several people who are definitely normies over the weekend who were wondering exactly that. And these are people who never, ever questioned the establishment narrative. And once again, this is just more evidence to me that the plan is working and that the white hats are in control. And by the way, isn't it interesting that this supposed spy vehicle from China, this spy balloon, happened to hail from the very country that quarterbacked our election theft, that installed fake Biden, who's been on their payroll for quite some time? It's also the same country that's been running fentanyl operations at the southern border and unleashing electromagnetic attacks facilitated by 5G masquerading as viruses. And I'm going to touch upon that a little bit later in the episode. But if you've been listening to my show for a while, you'll recall that I have speculated before that when it comes to the conflict with China, that it's a certainty that whatever unfolds will, in the process, end up exposing Joe Biden's connections to the CCP. And once the true purpose of this balloon becomes apparent to everyone, and the event unfolds with this being a key element of the storm, it's going to be clearer than ever that fake Biden was a Manchurian candidate who was installed to facilitate the takedown of this country. And folks will remember what he allowed to transpire in order to set it all up. And that's what I believe we've witnessed over the past couple of days, a dry run of what's to come to prepare the narrative for the disclosure that's getting closer, really with every second at this point. Folks, I do believe that this balloon was actually an EMP delivery system that was being tested by the enemy and that it was allowed to transpire by the White Hats in accordance with their game theory strategy, which I've described in detail recently, enabling the enemy to make offensive moves in an environment which they control covertly with the necessary safeguards in place that will ultimately lead us to checkmate. And I think that what we've seen over the past couple of days is a communication to all of us that we are approaching the event, or what some call zero hour. Now, it's been very solidly proven to anyone who's paying attention and anyone who's done their research that the commander-in-chief of the United States military is Donald Trump. And there is no way that he would allow a Chinese spy balloon to travel the entire length of the country to gather intelligence if that were indeed the truth about what was going on, and that whatever intel it gathered would be used to plan an attack that the White Hats weren't prepared for. That balloon would have been shot down instantly without any hesitation the moment it reached our airspace. So there's no possible way, in my opinion, that this was not planned behind the scenes. Who exactly is pulling the strings, as always, is debatable amidst this fog of war. But the end result of these two parallel constructions leads to the same inevitable outcome, which is the exposure and subsequent takedown of the enemy. Trump and the White Hats knew exactly what this was, and they allowed it to play out because that has always been their strategy. And while we may not know exactly what cards the enemy are going to play and in what sequence, the White Hats certainly are aware of all of their potential moves. They've studied them, they've mastered them, and they've put safeguards in place, a process which accelerated during Trump's first term, where they set the legal groundwork, as well as the covert fail-safes for every aspect of our critical infrastructure, to prevent complete collapse as the controlled demolition takes place and society transforms in the process of the Great Awakening. Now, I'm fairly certain that what's going on here is that the cabal is preparing to launch an EMP strike to take down the grid in both the U.S. and Canada, and very likely areas of Central and South America, where the cartel wars are currently raging. And this was a test of their delivery system. Strategic Air Command would have recognized this immediately, as I said a moment ago, and clearly they allowed this spy balloon, this vehicle, whatever it was, I happen to believe, like I said a moment ago, an EMP delivery device. This was allowed to traverse the entire continental United States for good reason. And I do believe the reason was to warn all of us what's coming, as well as further prompt others to wake up to the threats fake Biden is both ill-equipped to handle and is ultimately complicit in, as they're going to find out very soon. But those revelations are coming. And we also know that the military intervening to prevent complete collapse is 100% imminent once the storm officially arrives. And it's important to remind ourselves that the endgame has nothing to do with seeking justice within the system, and that the path to get there is designed to wake people up and to create the narrative for military intervention, not explain the truth about what's actually happening. That comes later. The idea is to create so much confusion and anger and frustration that the people demand answers that can only come on the other side of military justice. And there has to be a consensus that that is the only way forward. So while these congressional investigations, which are ongoing, are pushing the information that needs to be disclosed out into the public space, all of us, I think, are sober enough in our analysis to realize that this is not going to lead to a series of civilian trials that's going to deliver justice to these monsters. We all know that the military is the only way. And because of that, there has to be a situation or a scenario that arises of such severity that it will bring the entire world to a standstill in order for the military to come out of the shadows and begin mass arrest operations as they take the enemy down publicly. Now, as I've discussed before, both the enemy strategy and the white hat strategy have been developed and constructed in a parallel manner. And that's where so much of the fog of war comes from. And both sides are very well aware that the end is near. The 5D chess match can only go for so long before something breaks, before one side runs out of moves. You have to remember that chess is a game of attrition. And it's very obvious that we are getting close to that breaking point because the enemy is simply running out of time. They're running out of options as more and more incriminating information about them is being downloaded into the public consciousness by the White Hats and, of course, the Q Digital Army, you and I. Now, the cabal had always planned on using the mainstream media in order to get the people to turn on one another. That's the same pattern that they've followed historically over and over and over again, and it's always been successful. Controlling the information to get the people to become tribal, to view each other as the enemy, turn on one another, and of course, go to war. And on the surface, we can see that that's exactly what the cabal is attempting to do again. Their endgame was always to create enough chaos and confusion that it would enable them to somehow avoid justice. Whereas the White Hat endgame was to create enough chaos and confusion to wake people up. And of course, camouflage their moves as operations are ongoing. We have to remember that Trump famously announced that they would never telegraph their moves to the enemy. So I think that with the division that we know still exists to a certain extent in the military, that we had a CCP operation that was coordinated by the cabal to send that balloon across the United States, and that elements of the U.S. military that are aligned with the deep state facilitated this operation. And furthermore, I do believe that the Space Force and Strategic Air Command inside Cheyenne Mountain knew full well what was going on. And they allowed it to communicate to patriots to prepare for the eye of the storm and to give us a sense of what we're in store for over the next several weeks and months. We've heard the World Economic Forum just recently discuss an attack of this sort, and we know whenever they put this information out, they always do it as a form of predictive programming. That's what this whole Davos summit is all about. Predictive programming to prepare the psyche of the general public for whatever it is that they have in store for us. And in this case, we're talking about a massive electromagnetic attack of some sort, or a cyber attack. And today, we heard reports that thousands of computer servers have been subjected to a massive ransomware attack, and that information came out of the Italian Cybersecurity Agency. It's always so interesting when you hear the World Economic Forum and Davos and Bill Gates predict the future, isn't it? And all of these preparatory test run events seem to be very well aligned with their overall strategy of an electromagnetic assault on humanity from various different attack vectors, including the jab, which I'll touch upon a bit later. But again, I do believe that these are test flights and that it had nothing to do with espionage. There are at least four of these that have been spotted over our airspace here in America, as well as reports of others in Canada, Central and South America. Apparently, there was one 4 months ago over Hawaii. I just read a story about that. I have to get more details on it. But certainly, folks, this is a very clear indication of the threat vector that we are facing. And I happen to believe that these comms are coming directly from the White Hats by enabling this to happen to tip us off about what might be coming next. Remember, their playbook is known. And if you haven't been convinced of that by now, after seeing all of these five-year deltas come true, all of these statistically impossible, quote-unquote, coincidences, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, certainly, they are using some pretty advanced technology to war game their strategy, bare minimum. Now, as always, either side can change their strategy at any time. But it would seem that an attack on our grid would accomplish the necessary objectives from a strategic standpoint. Conditions need to be created on the ground that will immediately grab and hold the attention of the public consciousness, while at the same time ensuring that a vast majority of people retreat to their homes in a manner that will allow the military to operate without interference, or at least with minimal interference, and therefore mitigate any unnecessary casualties when this all goes down. And it's getting very close, folks. Now, it's also possible that a nuclear false flag would accomplish the same objectives. We've talked about that many, many times on this show, and we're seeing that possibility come to fruition every single day as the enemy is losing their strategic hub in Bakhmut. I just saw a report today that indicated all fronts in the city are under assault by the Russians, who've deployed a massive force to take that area as swiftly and as fiercely as possible. And if Bakhmut falls, the likelihood of a tactical nuclear false flag event becomes even more of a threat as the enemy's desperation hits a climax. You heard Gene just the other day talk about the strategic importance of Bakhmut. Obviously, if they decide to use a nuclear false flag event, they would attempt to blame Russia as a means of escalating the war and drawing the United States in directly, and of course, drumming up public support and fervor for all of us to go kill each other in a thermonuclear war. But it's not going to work, because the White Hat Military Alliance generals are all coordinating behind the scenes, and they have countermeasures in place to mitigate the fallout of any potential attack by the cabal. And I do mean any potential attack. And by the way, it's worth restating here that I do not believe any nuclear weapons will be used for many different reasons. And of course, I just referenced Gene a moment ago. You heard him talk about how difficult it is to actually generate a nuclear detonation and the precision that goes into it, the ley lines, the timing, So I don't think that we're going to go down that road. But I do believe that it's very likely that we could see the simulation of some type of detonation, perhaps even air raid sirens going off to add to the scare event in order to create or contribute to this scare event that we know has to happen. Not only that, the Alliance have incredible technology at their disposal to render enemy weapon systems ineffective using frequency manipulation. And that includes the Jab bioweapon as well. So if you think the White Hats would allow the deployment of all of these enemy attack vectors and allow them to play their hand without trump cards up their sleeve, think again. There's a good reason that the White Hats are so confident and can afford to operate this way, once again, according to the principles of game theory. And so as I discussed with Gene the other day, the White Hats are waiting to see which card the enemy plays in order to determine their next moves. But the beauty of this entire Q operation, and this is what gets me so excited, is that no matter what the deep state does, no matter what avenue they travel down, no matter what card they play, no matter what lever they pull, ultimately it plays into the hands of the White Hats. Because we now control the flow of information. And we've eliminated their revenue sources, which has left them incapable of fighting for much longer. Nothing can stop what's coming. And that's why they're getting increasingly desperate. And obvious, with no attempt to even control the narrative and manipulate the optics as they typically would at this point, because they recognize that that battle has already been lost. They'd rather focus on preserving as many resources as they can to delay the endgame. Now, having laid all this out, let's examine the possibility that the optics we've been subjected to for almost 3 years, which have caused so much confusion along the way, may have been for reasons quite different than many of us have even considered. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned the theory that multiple Trumps have been seen in public, as reported by Ben Fulford, and other sources as well who've made similar assertions. So let's dive into that rabbit hole a bit. And when we resurface, we can tie these different threads together and perhaps reassess certain aspects of the nature of the battle moving forward, if indeed what I'm about to discuss resonates as a realistic possibility. Of course, everyone out there will make up their own minds. But let's start out with a series of questions. Could there be multiple Trumps out there? Is it possible that the real Trump actually hasn't been seen or heard from since 2020? And how would the enemy respond if Trump went into hiding at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic? What would serve their objectives if the president disappeared into Cheyenne Mountain? What would their options be? Just imagine that scenario for a second, that the real Trump went into protective hiding, so to speak, so that the military could completely insulate him. What would the cabal do in response, and how would the White Hats navigate that situation? Well, if they revealed publicly that Trump was gone, the White Hats could respond in a variety of ways to prove that he wasn't, using CGI, using body doubles, etc. Not only that, this would have caused a tremendous disruption to their plan, which required the status quo to be maintained for optics. A disappearing president would have been far too much of a distraction at a time when the enemy needed public attention and consciousness focused solely on COVID. And of course, the eventual jab rollout. So if Trump went into hiding, it would benefit their agenda tremendously if there were a fake Trump that they could control. And perhaps the White Hats foresaw this and decided to take advantage of it in order to advance their own objectives, many of which we've already mentioned tonight. Now, we certainly know that the technology exists to pull off deep fakes. Anyone out there in my audience can go prove that for themselves if they haven't already. So the concept of a fake Trump is a legitimate possibility. They could use an actor or CGI or perhaps even a clone to fool everyone, particularly Trump supporters, into thinking that Trump was pushing the jab. Now, it's worth pointing out that from the white hat perspective, it's doubtful that they would have the real Trump go into hiding without first ensuring a replacement double to maintain the optics of the status quo. They would have a fake Trump or a Trump double playing the role of the president, and certainly the enemy would know that. So what if the deep state created a second fake Trump to compete with the white hat double to push their agenda as a part of the information war? What if the Trump that we've been seeing pushing the jab is the enemy version? Now, this raises the question of what the white hats would do if the enemy decided to create a fake Trump of their own to push the bioweapon. Logic might tell us that the alliance would never allow this to happen, that this would force the real Trump out of hiding to counter the enemy, using that double to convince his supporters that taking the shot is a really bad idea, that Trump would be out there warning everyone that they were being deceived. But let's examine the white hat objectives a little bit more closely and consider for a moment why they might have allowed this to happen. The way I see it, if circumstances played out this way and a fake Trump controlled by the cabal emerged, the white hats would then be forced to either respond directly to counter them by revealing the cabal version to be a fake, like I just said, or they could use game theory to allow the fake president to roll out the vaccine agenda while maneuvering covertly behind the scenes to mitigate the end results of that agenda, or perhaps even redirect it, as Gene has talked about, in order to accomplish their overall objective of winning the war. Now, I think it's necessary here to review these objectives to help us better understand the decisions that may have been made behind the scenes under these circumstances. First of all, we need to remember that the Q plan was designed to awaken the population organically while avoiding civil war and world war, all the while buying the time necessary to conduct kinetic military operations covertly to rescue innocents and destroy the cabal's foot soldiers and infrastructure. Now, in order to accomplish these objectives, there are two key ingredients necessary. You need to introduce cognitive dissonance into the consciousness of the population, and you also have to do it while maintaining the status quo. So with that general understanding of their overall goals, if a fake Trump emerged to compete with their own double and to push the enemy agenda, the alliance would have to decide how to respond. And if their decision was to allow the enemy to play this card, it would then force us to examine their motivations associated with this approach. Either the White Hats wanted the jab pushed, or they didn't necessarily, but decided it was their only choice, a lesser of two evils. Now, Gene has discussed the hidden objectives of the jab rollout to heal those with 50% or more human DNA, while taking out those with a critical mass of what he calls mankind DNA, which is really essentially non-terrestrial reptilian DNA. And if this is true, then certainly it would mean that the alliance wanted Trump to push the jab to counter the cabal's depopulation transhumanist agenda. But the flip side of that coin, which nearly everyone else in the truther community has been analyzing, is that the alliance did not want the jab pushed onto the public, especially by Trump, but were essentially forced into this move when the enemy emerged with their fake version of the president to push their agenda, because to do otherwise would eliminate the two aforementioned ingredients of cognitive dissonance generated by the enemy to prompt organic awakening and upsetting the status quo to such an extent that war became inevitable. They knew that the public wasn't ready for deep fake disclosure at that time, and that a hostile challenge to a fake Trump would have caused a level of confusion and chaos that undoubtedly would have led us to war. Now, I happen to believe that the alliance, given their more advanced technology, knew the enemy playbook, and therefore decided to let the cabal roll out their agenda because they knew how awakened patriots like us would respond to Trump urging them to get vaccinated. In many ways, you could say, I suppose they took a gamble on us, and they weren't wrong. Regardless of what Trump said, we weren't going to get that shot, period. And the normies, they weren't going to listen to Trump anyway. Or if they did, they would experience their own cognitive dissonance over actually agreeing with Trump on something and begin breaking their programming as a result. So for the sake of examining the feasibility of this theory of the two Trumps, let's re-examine the COVID-19 timeline to see if it aligns with this possibility. Now, we all remember that the plandemic began to hit the U.S. in early March of 2020. And so I went back and I did a little bit of light research just to corroborate and connect a few dots. It was on March 18th of 2020, that infamous year, that Trump came out and announced that we may already be at war with an invisible enemy. 10 days later, March 28th of 2020, the Daily Mail out of UK came out with a very interesting article. And by the way, there were other news reports at the time that were also covering the same basic information, but the Daily Mail article was very, very interesting, especially in terms of comms, as I'm going to point out in just a moment. And they were talking about specifically the lockdown of Cheyenne Mountain. And so this article had some very, very enlightening quotes, especially when you consider our current discussion. Now the headline read, quote, U.S. military command teams in charge of protecting homeland security are being isolated in the infamous Cheyenne Mountain bunker, where they will remain sealed off until the coronavirus pandemic passes. Note that fake Biden just announced that the COVID-19 federal emergency will end in May of this year. Is this a comm about the return of Trump? It's very possible. And that time frame also aligns very well with expected tribunals this summer. Now, the first bullet point in the article I'm referencing reads, quote, military teams that monitor foreign missile and warplane threats to the United States are isolated at a number of military sites, including Cheyenne Mountain. So it makes sense then to ask ourselves along this line of thinking, is this a communication from the alliance suggesting that a Cuban Missile Crisis false flag event is coming, and that it will ultimately end the war? And then cross-reference this possibility with current events, which make it appear a nuclear false flag event is coming, as we've been discussing tonight, or some other type of attack that could cause similar disruptions to society, like an EMP, or a cyber attack, or perhaps all of the above. Certainly the dots do line up. Now then, a little bit farther down in the article, NORTHCOM commander Terence O'Shaughnessy is quoted saying, my primary concern was, are we going to have the space inside the mountain for everyone who wants to move in there? And I'm not at liberty to discuss who's moving in there. End quote. And I have to question whether this is yet another comm tipping us off that the commander-in-chief has been isolated there, or at another secret location. Recall that there were two Q posts in October of 2017, very early on, which assured us that POTUS was insulated by the military. So could this have actually been referencing his disappearance into Cheyenne Mountain to be protected and insulated by the Alliance. Very interesting food for thought. Now, then the article goes on to say, quote, NORTHCOM and NORAD's personnel are now in isolation, and those working there will likely not see their families again for some time, with COVID-19 expected to be around for months, if not years, end quote. And I do believe that if this premise is correct, here we may be seeing very interesting comms related to the duration of the war, suggesting that the White Hats knew all along how long this was going to take to play out. And furthermore, it states, quote, despite being in isolation, the Pentagon have said that other military members will not be permitted to enter the Cheyenne Mountain bunker for fear of COVID-19 penetrating the complex where it could rapidly spread. Now, this speaks directly to both the secrecy of the Q operation, perhaps including hiding Trump, as well as the division in the military, which I referenced earlier in the show. Were they letting us know that rogue elements of the armed forces would attempt to derail the Q plan? Very possible. And could references to the disease spreading actually be referring to the enemy advancing their agenda and getting the upper hand? Remember, folks, Q told us to learn their comms. Now, the last part of the article that I wanted to point out says, quote, the granite and steel also protect electronics from destructive pulses of electromagnetic energy that nuclear explosions produce, end quote. Folks, to me, this seems very clear that the White Hats were attempting to communicate what was coming, including the possibility of an EMP attack and or a nuclear false flag event like we've been discussing tonight. And it's also worth pointing out that all of this information in the article about that complex, its construction, its capabilities, etc., is disclosing that dumbs and tunnels do in fact exist. It's amazing how the more we connect the dots and look back, see, that's the thing. That's one of the main differences about us compared to the normies. We actually have a memory. We actually go back and look at old articles and old information to try to connect these dots. And as we do, the grand puzzle begins to come into focus more and more. And certainly we know that right up until the actual event happens, we're not going to be able to predict the exact sequence or timing at all. But the closer we get, the clearer the picture becomes. So this article takes on a whole new meaning 3 years later, now that we have the proper geopolitical context and have lived through the pandemic. Now it's obvious that in a wartime scenario like this, the White Hats would put the commander-in-chief in a secure location. That's just intuitive. That's logical. And, like I pointed out, Q told us very early on that he was completely insulated. If we look at post number 6 and post number 16 in late October of 2017, it confirms that, quote, POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion of him being a target is false, end quote. Well, that sure sounds to me an awful lot like a confirmation that he's locked down in Cheyenne Mountain or another secret facility as referenced in the Daily Mail article. How else could they keep POTUS 100% insulated? How else could they guarantee his safety? So with that in mind, now let's fast forward to May 2020, when Operation Warp Speed was first reported by the mainstream media. It's very possible that by this point, 2 months after Cheyenne Mountain was sealed up with Trump inside, that the deep state decided to roll out Operation Warp Speed, with their fake Trump at the helm, assisting in the whole-scale public deception by the mainstream media. And as this has been playing out, that the White Hats and Trump have been operating the shadow government in stealth. The COG legal framework, which was established ahead of the pandemic and the election theft that they knew were going to take place. Folks, I believe this theory is a very strong possibility. Obviously, you can make up your own minds, do your own research. I encourage you to do that. But I think that the White Hats knew not only the enemy's playbook, but also how the general public would eventually end up awakening as a result, especially because they were engaged in simultaneous parallel operations to seize the information bullhorn away from the deep state in the process, which of course is a critical ingredient as well for the Q plan to be successful. The more we find out about the enemy's strategy and the alliance's counter moves, the more this attack on humanity appears to have its roots in electromagnetics. This has been very well documented with regard to the jab, which they call a vaccine. It really just masquerades as a virus because the heart and the lungs are affected with radiation from 5G. And this has been proven in scientific papers going back to 2013 and 2014. We also know that the jab has graphene oxide, which communicates with that 5G and basically turns humans into remote control cyborgs. Again, you don't believe that they have the capability of doing this, folks. Do your own research and you will discover that they have patented all of this technology. And certainly there are folks out there who are a lot more well-versed in the patents and can point you exactly in the right direction. I'm just here to paint the overall picture for folks to zoom in wherever they deem it to be appropriate. And they want to go deeper down that rabbit hole. But let's not forget that these quote-unquote virus outbreaks occurred in areas where 5G had already been rolled out. Or, I should say, was being rolled out in places like Wuhan and certain parts of Italy. Those were the very two places that first had outbreaks of COVID-19. But somehow, they didn't spread to other parts of the country. It stayed contained to the areas which had 5G switched on, which is not a characteristic of how real pathogens spread. The outbreaks occurred simultaneously in different nations with no logical explanation if indeed it were a virus, which it's not. And that's the reason it's never been isolated. That's the reason the government never tries to prove legally that it actually exists, or I should say, can ever prove legally that it actually exists, because to do so would reveal far more. So it's clear that the enemy was using or planning on using 5G as a weapon. But unfortunately for them, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The White Hats seized control of the 5G towers with COFEFE technology. And as a part of this reversal event, they're going to use frequency specifically through those 5G towers and assisted by Starlink to undo all of the carnage that the cabal has inflicted against humanity. And remember what Tesla said about frequency. It unlocks all the keys to the universe. And we are not far off, folks, from the final chapter in this epic struggle. Hold the line. Trust God and remain strong regardless of what the enemy throws at us in these final days. All right, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please take a moment to check out the links in the description. Actually, first take a moment to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, you can check out the links in the description to follow me on Telegram and Truth Social. And speaking of the links in the description, folks, please check out patriotunderground.shop. Thank you to everyone out there who has already made a purchase. I've received so many positive reviews. We have t-shirts, beer mugs, coffee mugs, stickers, hoodies, a wide variety, great selection, great quality, folks, very affordably priced. and it helps me out a tremendous amount as I try to move in the direction of one day becoming a full-time podcaster to be able to serve humanity, as is my passion. And by the way, thank you once again to everyone out there who has contributed to that effort. Thank you to all of my patrons. There is a link in the description for those of you interested in making a monthly donation and supporting my work that way. Thank you to all of my patrons out there, especially those of you who have been with me and made that commitment for a very long time. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. And finally, folks, a quick reminder to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for your household and personal products, non-toxic, made in America, by Americans. And folks, the most important element of Patriot Switch is that we now have an opportunity to redirect our finances away from the cabal. We have an opportunity to hit them where it hurts. We know that the White Hats have cut off so much of their revenue stream, and we have the ability to hit them from the civilian side and to take away as much of their power and influence as quickly as possible. And the best way to do that is to join forces and to reallocate all of our finances collectively. And the good news, folks, is that this is already happening, and you can become a part of this movement. More than 2 million people have already decided that they're going to make the switch and no longer do their shopping at any of these big box conglomerates. PatriotSwitch.com is amazing, folks. You can also buy your beef through them, which is the best on the market. There's a link in the description. You will not be disappointed. All right, folks. Thanks again for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.